I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. I want to talk today about the importance of keeping culture first. So often we get caught up in the to-dos of life, of work, even home life, that we think that the most important thing is getting the to-do list checked off and hitting our goals. Really, the most important thing that the healthy work flows from is having a healthy culture or wherever you're working. I think Jesus focused a lot on this. He spent a lot of time with his apostles just hanging out. In fact, he spent way more time doing that than he did doing the, quote, stuff of his public ministry. Do you actually spend time? Pat, you've helped me a lot with this as a guy with a team that I work with in my ministry and that I oversee, just to not get so lost in the important things that draw me into the next trip or the next conference or the next project or book. But no. Create white space just to be with your team. And man, so much more healthy and productive, effective work comes from doing less and focusing on that culture.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Everybody knows that culture is important now. If you say that, yeah, the culture of my organization is important, but we also get caught up in doing things. And like, we think that it's like the big launch of the product or the breakthrough idea. But so much comes from just being together and doing the normal work every day and spending that time. And it's hard to convince people to do that because it seems inefficient, but it's so effective. And culture is not something there's an ROI on. It affects everything. Some of the greatest organizations I've ever worked with, when I say to them, how would you characterize and quantify the importance of your culture? They'll say, no, it's everything. There's no way to separate that out. And all of Christ's ministries were founded upon that he spent time and invested in these people, and they lived life together. And so in our work and in our family life and any endeavor that we do, remember that the stuff we do in between the highlights, the stuff that doesn't make the highlight reel when you look back, you know, you look at a sports team and you think about how much time they spend together on the road, how much time that they spend together in the locker room putting their shoes on and how they treat each other then. Yeah, we think, well, what are they doing when they get onto the field? But long before they get onto the field, they're investing in one another, in their relationships, and that is where culture comes from.
And most of the problems you'll see in the headlines that come from an organization or something crumbling in the organization, you think it was just the result of a bad business decision. No, it was probably the result of a culture problem way before that they didn't focus on because they were lost in the externals and in the business decisions.
Let's pray. God, help us to slow down and to not feel guilty when we're not doing something, but when we're investing in one another and living life and building our relationships and our culture, help us to know that that's a good thing, that Jesus did it, and that we're called to do that too. We pray this in his name. Amen.